We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Host of Radio.com's Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, nights on The Score.
You'd probably be floored. A crappy Thursday night football game, Jaguars and Dolphins. If we were to compare the money bet on that game against Lakers and Nuggets last night, it's not even close.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Wanna bet?
I'm Jordan with the mic. Wanna gamble?
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show right damn now.
This hour is brought to you by Innovative Wellness. Visit InnovativeWell.com. Joe Ostrowski does an incredible job of covering everything that's going on in the world of sports betting. He joins me now on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park, or you just go to alpamaniford.com. Before I ask you a little bit about the Bears, Joe, and honestly, I was surprised when that was one of the things that you wanted to talk about. How I know that you also dabble in fantasy and daily fantasy. How messed up Are angry are people that went and got Jameis on the waiver wire and then found out today that Taysom Hill's probably going to be the guy taking snaps for the Saints?
Lawrence, you know what? I'm in zero fantasy football leagues this year. That might surprise you since I used to host the weekly. I started the fantasy football shows on a regular basis here on 670 The Score a few years back. I wouldn't say obsessed, but I'd be in like four a year usually. And I think I started up the Score League, which no longer exists, but it's out of my life and I don't miss it one bit.
Is that because you now have all of the gambling things at your fingertips so you don't have to even play around with fantasy anymore?
Well, I guess my fantasy, the fantasy element is I'll look around at some player props that I find appealing, and I usually bet those on some of these island games like Thursday night football, stuff like that. But I don't know. It's probably time, you know, with all the jobs and the kids and the homeschooling and all that stuff. But I thought I would miss it, and I don't miss it at all, and I don't think I'm going to go back. I know a lot of people didn't do leagues this year because the best part of most leagues is getting together with people and having the draft. So I know I'm not alone, but I'm surprised that at how fine I am with it. Like, I'm not in a rush to go jump in a league next year.
I've been out since the Score League crumbled, too, and I haven't – I was getting ready to join like the NBC league, but obviously, I haven't had like a fantasy home either. And to me, some of the appeal of it has always been that you're doing it with your homies, you know, like you're doing it with the people that you like to talk junk to. So if that element's taken out of it there, it's less fun for me, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure people are bothered, but I'll tell you from a gambling perspective, this week has been very frustrating, not only with the Jameis news this is going on every week. It's just the COVID stuff. These lines are coming down. I feel like I haven't seen a point spread on the Lions in about 3 weeks because there's always something going on with Stafford. Is he on the COVID list? Is he dealing with an issue? Is he practicing? Earlier in the week, they took down the Chiefs line. I was looking this morning at the board, and there were like four or five different games that didn't have anything available to bet on because so much is up in the air.
When it comes to college football, I imagine that those people who routinely bet college football, and it's a first world problem for sure, are completely frustrated because you it's hard to know who's good. It's hard to get into a rhythm of games. And you keep wondering, at what point do we just go, maybe we need to slow this whole thing down?
Did you see the list of college basketball teams that have stopped all activities?
Yeah, I got an email from DePaul yesterday telling me that, I'm in the shadows of Wintrust Arena, and I'm not surprised if football teams who play once a week are struggling to be able to field a team, whether it's through COVID positive tests or through contact tracing. I don't know how in the world college basketball teams who sometimes play three times a week are supposed to make that happen. I wasn't presented by anyone in college basketball a good plan for this, and I'm not sure how they pull it off unless we're talking about a year-end tournament that has all, 317 teams in it, and you play a double round-robin tournament and then come up with a champion. I don't know how you're going to get this season going, let alone have it continue until we get to vaccine land.
Yeah, John Rothstein, a little bit ago, he tweeted out, programs on pause due to COVID-19, college basketball. I just did a quick count. I think it's 34, 35 schools. And we're not talking about it nationally because they're not the big schools. They're not the blue bloods. Now, when that happens, then I think it all goes on pause. Like our guy Eli Hershkovich is doing a countdown to Wednesday. I'm like, I don't know what you're counting down to. Like maybe you might get a game or two, but then it's all going to stop. As far as college football, just also as a fan, not just the betting perspective, you're right. It is frustrating. I hate it. I really hate this year, and you don't know who's going to play. And I think a good portion of our audience listening to this conversation doesn't care. And if it wasn't my job to talk about these games and the point spreads, I wouldn't care. If anything, I'm a Notre Dame fan more than anything else, and it's like, oh, yeah, cool. They might be in the playoff, or at least they're going to be in the ACC championship game. This is going to be the most forgettable college football season that we've ever seen. In most years, it would take over the conversation. What has happened to the programs at Michigan, at Penn State? If ever there's an argument for playoff expansion, how about how dominant Florida has been and they're number six right now? Or Cincinnati, BYU, what those teams are doing, and they're at 7 or 8. There's no chance that either of them are going to be able to participate. It's kind of ho-hum. It should be a great race for the Heisman. We should be debating Trevor Lawrence after missing that Notre Dame game. Should he even be in the mix? He's the favorite right now. Or Fields or Trask or Mac Jones. It's up for grabs. Should Ian Book be higher on the list with what he's done at Notre Dame? And he's come up in big spots when the rap on him was he was going to crumble in those big moments. But it's just, I know this isn't a big college football town, but a lot of sports fans watch it every Saturday. And I watch it, and a lot of times just sitting there, like last weekend, like there weren't any good games, any of them. Just like this sucks. I was looking at that Cincinnati schedule I just mentioned. I'm like, oh, they have two or three games left. Like it's done.
You know what's weird, Joe? This week, I guess what 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, the MAC came back, and so yeah. I watch those games in the middle of the week. Like it's a good ploy by the MAC to have their games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because it's spaces where there aren't any big boys and you aren't worried about the NFL. And right now, you don't have the NBA to worry about. And I've been entertained, but I heard a commentator on one of the games talking about, well, you know, if this were a regular schedule, I mean, this team's going to be 6-0 by the time they be in the National. And I'm like, stop. Like, don't talk to me about Western Michigan and them being in the National Championship race, because had they had a regular schedule, there would have been three Big Ten teams on it, and one of them would have gotten them. At least one of them. So it's just, it's so, and then you had the Sunday game where I'm walking back in the house from a walk outside Sunday morning. I'm like, oh yeah, that UCLA game is on right now. What are we doing?
I don't know. And both of us are big college football fans. We may not talk a lot about it on the air because most people don't care, at least about the teams that we care about. Like, everybody's interested in a different storyline. But what are we doing? We know what we're doing. It's why we're playing sports. Like, I don't even want to get into the politics, but we know what's happening today. Like, my kids are at school right now. It's their last day of school until I don't know when. At school, like they said, they sent an email the other day, until after MLK Day. I'm like, okay, so like a year. I'm like, what does that mean? But we're playing football. We're getting our football in.
Let's go to the pros. The MVP thing. How volatile is the market? When last night, like, if you start looking at the national pundits after last night's games, like, oh, Russell Wilson's back. He's back in the lead to be MVP. So how volatile is the MVP betting market?
Well, I'll tell you, extremely, because we talk about it every week. Why? Because it's moving around every week. On Monday, we were saying how Kyler Murray's back in the race. And now after last night, and we get some details on his injury right now, is he kind of hanging around in the race, maybe, only if Arizona stays in the division race for the West. Today he is back at 11-1, so he slid back. Mahomes is the favorite at +165, Russell Wilson +225, Aaron Rodgers +300. Those are your top three favorites. I would argue with those that say Russell Wilson, oh, well, now he's the leader. Based off, did he have 200 passing yards last night? Do you have even that? Okay, just I've talked a lot about his schedule softening up here, but Mahomes at +165, even though he's the favorite, that seems like a lot of value. It all comes down to the voters. Do they have Pat Mahomes fatigue? But I expect him to be the story of the week, unless there is just an epic game, which we could see because we do have a pretty good schedule here. Because I expect the Chiefs to lay it on that Raiders secondary this week.
Yeah, that story is kind of interesting. That the last time that they played, the Raiders won, and then they did a victory lap around the stadium with the buses. And Andy Reid is someone who doesn't usually seem to get miffed. He looked pretty miffed. And we know that if you're a player at that level that Patrick Mahomes is at, you'll take anything. You'll take any sort of slight. And this was an actual slight that happened that they can use as fuel for them to get ready for the game. So I'm watching that one, too, because I want to see how everyone's going to react, including Gruden, who placed it on the bus. Did you hear this? He placed it on the bus driver. He said that the reason that they did it was because they had a yappy bus driver that was talking a lot of trash as they came into town, so they wanted to force him to drive around with the victorious Raiders bus after they won the game.
Oh, and by the way, not only do you have that, the revenge spot, but Andy Reid off the bye, 18-3 straight up in his career, 14-7 as a head coach against the spread. That entire coaching staff, you've got 2 weeks to prepare for this revenge game. And the line, it was 6.5 earlier in the week. I was saying on BetSweats, bet it now. It's going to go up. There were some COVID issues with the Chiefs offensive line. So now it continues to climb. Now there's COVID issues on the Raiders, just like there have been all season. But even at 8, I still like Kansas City. Not only do I think they're going to beat them, they want to embarrass them. And Carr's had a nice year, but I think the Chiefs are just going to completely overpower them. I mean, every metric you want to look at offensively in the league, Chiefs are number one. And I don't trust that Raiders secondary just because they had a good game against Drew Lock.
Check out Joe Ostrowski on Bet Sweats, 9 to 11 on radio.com Monday through Friday, and then early odds at 8 a.m. on Saturdays on The Score. I'm intrigued by your Bears thoughts, Joe. I'm intrigued that you even offered up to me as a talking point today, us talking about the Bears playoff odds. What are you seeing?
Well, 5-5, four straight losses. Everyone is down on the Bears, and I am actually kind of relieved that we don't have to talk about them. So I've surprised myself by even bringing them up to you at all. Because Lawrence, I came on a Monday and I told you I liked the Bears. It made all the sense in the world. They needed to score one offensive touchdown to not only cover the spread, just to win the game. They only had to score one offensive touchdown. That's how inept that team is. Anyways, so the Bears sitting here at 5-5. Do we have confirmation on the NFL's playoff format yet?
Until further notice, it is a 7-team per conference playoff with the first ranked team getting a bye, and that's it. But okay, if there are a lot of shutdowns, they will go to this alternate playoff, which is no byes, and the 8 top teams from each conference, half the league.
Now, with that being the case, so if there are 8 no byes, Bears would be 8. Right now, as bad as they're playing, they are the 8 seed as we sit here. And now the Cardinals lose last night. They're the 7. Cardinals 6-4. Bears are 5-5. One game behind Arizona. Now, the odds would tell you that the Bears are much more than one game back. Because looking at PointsBet, to make the playoffs, the Bears are plus 240. You bet 100, you win 240. If you want to bet the Bears to miss the playoffs, you have to put down $304 to win 100.
Wow. Okay.
So the betting markets do not like the Bears to make the postseason.
And it seems like their reaction to the Bears, because when we were talking about it last week, their reaction to the Bears seems like it was pretty on point. Everyone doesn't like what's going on with the Bears, and it's showing. That's interesting, though.
Well, Detroit and Minnesota, they're sitting at 4-5. If those two teams won, Lions might be going against the Panthers without Teddy Bridgewater. And the Vikings are touchdown favorites against the Cowboys. They both should win. They would be tied with the Bears. Three teams in the North could be 5-5.
And the Bears still have 4 games left in the division, although two of those games are with the Packers. Isn't there a Jacksonville game in there, too, at the end of their schedule?
Yeah, and there's also a Houston game. I don't know. I've gone back and forth with Herb about this one. At first blush, I kind of feel that somehow, some way, Deshaun Watson's going to be counting touchdowns just like Pat Mahomes was last year at Soldier Field. But he's working with nothing there in Houston.
Not a thing.
They can't stop the run, not that the Bears run the ball. But, yeah.
Is there anything on the NFL slate that really interests you?
Yeah, it's a bad game. Like, you're probably going to be surprised just from the betting perspective. Like, I'm looking forward to watching Packers-Colts and what happens there. The Chiefs game is on Sunday night. Monday night, we have a good one with the Bucks and the Rams. But I want to see what happens with the Steelers and the Jaguars, as ugly as that one is. Because we have Pittsburgh favored by 10.5. Jacksonville, they hung around. Jake Luton's third start, they hung around against the Packers. I think that was really because the Packers really weren't interested. Then they decided they wanted to win the game at the very end, and they did just that. But the Jaguars defense playing slightly better of late. They're not the worst in the NFL over the last couple of weeks. But this could be a big-time look-ahead spot for Pittsburgh. Thanksgiving night, Steelers, Ravens. Going to be awesome. Always a game that you want to see. And Mike Tomlin, those look-ahead spots, when you're expecting the Steelers to roll, it was a rout last week for the over the Bengals. So in back-to-back weeks, can we trust Pittsburgh to have a blowout victory? Here's a stat for you, and you know I'm not a big trends guy, but this kind of tells you about Tomlin's history. Mike Tomlin is 1-10 against the spread when his team is a double-digit favorite on the road against losing teams. 1-10 against the spread. I think Pittsburgh wins, but it's going to be closer than we expect.
Did people get rich betting on Patrick Williams being the Bulls pick at number four?
A couple people did. On Tuesday, day before the draft, he was 30-1 to go number four overall. Yeah, 30-1. I saw someone got in a bet of $950 on Williams at four, and they won $29,472 on that one wager. So, yeah, some people did. And the Rookie of the Year odds are already posted. Over at PointsBet, Patrick Williams is 25-1. LaMelo is the favorite at +395. Edwards is the second favorite. Wiseman, the third favorite. So Williams is down at 10th on the board, probably because he's not going to put up all sorts of gaudy stats there. So, and also most improved player. I was looking at these different NBA markets. There are a couple Bulls that were mentioned. Lauri Markkanen is 22-1. Wendell Carter Jr. is 25-1. And Coach of the Year, Billy Donovan, is 22-1.
Hmm. Okay. That's really interesting.
Yeah. On Donovan, I did a little homework because I was going back and forth with our own Jordan Malley because he thinks Billy Donovan's going to win the Coach of the Year. And I was trying to tell him, don't waste your money. It looks appealing at 22-1. He's the 15th coach listed. But I say don't waste your money because these are your recent Coaches of the Year. Nick Nurse, winning percentage of 719. Budenholzer, 732. Casey, 720. Steve Kerr, 890. You've got to be the one or two seed to get the Coach of the Year. So I think Donovan's a waste of money.
All right, Joe, what's going to be on early odds tomorrow?
We're going to cover a little bit of everything. There's going to be a bunch of NFL, college football, go in detail there. And we're going to talk to Eli Hershkovich, get his thoughts on college basketball. I mean, it's
Eli's
Wednesday.
Coming.
It's Wednesday, I think. Wednesday, sort of.
I mean, you have so many people like backing out of tournaments. And I had heard like a long time ago, like that an idea for like the Big East tournament because of having it in Chicago, because you could create almost a bubble situation with Wintrust.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the hotels right now. Hyatt and the Marriott Marquis, like the Marriott Marquis connects right to, you could create a bubble there, but I don't know how any of this is going to work. So I'm sure Eli will have some sort of theory on how it can all work, but I don't know if it can.
Yeah, we're going to get a pro bettor in the NFL's coming on as well, and we'll talk some good stuff with college football, but I know Herb's going to be mad. Even if they do play and he gets to watch his Illini, he won't be able to bet on them because of our laws here in Illinois.
This is the truth. Joe, have fun with the homeschooling after today. Enjoy yourself.
I'm going on vacation after today, so I need it.
That's a good call. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lawrence.
That is Joe Ostrowski. Check him out tomorrow on Early Odds right here on The Score at 8 a.m. We're taking a break. We were planning on talking with Ryan Arcidiacono. Hopefully that happens. If not, we'll figure something else out. You're listening to The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Rebound, save, absolutely incredibly. With the acrobatic alley.
What a ridiculous highlight!
Highlight courtesy of ESPN. Arch on the save on that play. It leads to the Zach LaVine dunk. Score listening line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. I'm happy to get Ryan Archidiacono on the show. I mean, he used to terrorize DePaul when I was doing play-by-play for DePaul games. It was not fun to watch what he was doing to them, but it is fun to watch him live out his NBA dreams with the Bulls. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out Melrose Park, or you can go to alpamonteford.com. Arch, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
So I want to start with the event that you guys had yesterday with the Modelo. What was that all about? Because it seemed like a pretty good list, and getting someone from each team to kind of talk about your passion seems like a dope idea.
Yeah, it was awesome. Modelo and they teamed up with RSVP Gallery, and we had a great little group. Myself, Alex Brown, former Bear, Elo Jimenez, and then Connor Murphy, just talking about our fighting spirit. You know, that's Modelo's slogan, to get to where we are today. You know, the people in our lives who help shape the way that we play and represent the city of Chicago, and continuing that fighting spirit, playing for great fan bases, and really enjoying our time here in Chicago.
That's dope, man. I'm glad that you had an opportunity to do that, and it seemed like it was a really cool event with the RSVP Gallery being involved as well. You've had to fight for everything that you've gotten as a professional. Is draft night hard for you because you were an undrafted guy?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had to fight to where I got to. You know, it's been a tougher road, but I'm glad to where I've gotten to. But draft night is always fun. It's always great to see some former Villanova guys and guys that I know get drafted. But, you know, for myself and other undrafted players, there's been a spot for guys who are undrafted to really really make an impact on some NBA teams throughout the league. I think we saw with Caruso, you saw with Fred VanVleet, and a couple other guys just really trying to make their impacts. And just know that draft night isn't the be-all, end-all. It's all about the time that you put in training camp and grinding and fighting all the way to get a full roster spot at some point.
Where were you drawing inspiration from back then?
Definitely, I got it from my mom. You know, from one of six kids. She really had. She was working two jobs at the same time. I was trying to live out my dream of continuing to play in high school and then in college, getting a full scholarship. And then she's still working today. So I definitely get my fighting spirit from my mom, and seeing how she raised all six of us to be as successful as we can be, and really give us that inspiration to go fight for whatever we can, and do it with pride.
There's been a lot of changes with the Bulls over the last couple of months. What have been the conversations that you've had with Mark Eversley or Billy Donovan or Arturis Karnišovas?
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, there's a great sense of fresh breath there in there. We're getting to work. Mark AK and Billy have all been great, really receptive and talking, and there's just really big time energy in there. We're eager to get back in, work out together, and turn this thing around for a great city, great fan base, and we're heading in the right direction. Mark has been great, like I said, and they really make you feel comfortable in there, but they're also pushing us to be the best that we can be.
For sure. It does seem like that it's a clean break and everyone gets an opportunity to kind of start over. So I imagine that for someone like you, where you've had to earn it that all the time, how do you go about impressing this new group and showing them that you still deserve your minutes?
Yeah, I think that it's nothing that you need to focus on doing anything different. I think you trust your skills and your ability and what got you to where you are today. And for me, that's doing all the little things and trying to make my teammates better. Who knows if I'll play as much, maybe more, maybe less. But whatever the case is, I think we all have one common goal, and that's to turn this thing into a winner. So whatever that case may be, I'm always down for it. But just to continue my game and continue to push others around me. And even right now, we haven't played in 9 months, so we need to push each other to get back into game shape right away and start off quick, while some of these other teams who are probably coming off the bubble aren't as excited as we are to get back to playing.
I wanted to ask you about that. And we're talking with Ryan Archidiacono here on The Score. It felt like I've grown up a Bulls fan. I've been a Bulls fan like my entire life. It felt like the Bulls weren't part of the NBA. Like, it's weird that everything was going on in the bubble, and the organization was kind of in flux. Was it strange for you guys to not be in that bubble?
Oh, it was definitely bad. I think one, it was kind of like an embarrassment to ourselves and representing the city and everyone. But I think that we took it as like, you know what, we need to get better if we want to be considered a team. It felt like we were just forgotten. And I know that we're not that bad of a team. We have great pieces that we need to be able to put it together. But it was just a weird time. I had tough times watching the games just because I knew that we weren't there. We weren't able to compete and at least be down there for a chance to make the playoffs or whatever. But we didn't put ourselves in the situation to be down in that bubble. But you know what? We're trying to start fresh and get back, and hopefully we can start off next season off on the right foot and go from there.
What have you heard or seen from Patrick Williams?
I just saw him this morning. They're getting in, and I think they had to get their COVID testing done. I don't know what the protocol is for these guys just traveling in, but I've heard he's a great athlete, great kid, willing to eat, to learn, and is eager to get better and help us turn this into a winning situation.
I hope that is the case, man. Arch, this was great. I'm glad that we had the chance to talk, and I thank Modelo for having you be a part of my show today. Thank you so much, and continued health, man. Take care of yourself, and good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Sorry for all the DePaul hate.
I mean, you just would crush us, man. Like, I remember one particular game where it was on campus because DePaul didn't rate you guys going down to the Spectrum and playing. And I think at the first time out, I think it was 18-0. And I was like, oh, my God, this is just going – You guys used to just take us out to the woodshed, man.
Yeah, Coach Wright's got a good thing going. He gets good guys who are now turning into a lot of NBA draft picks. So he's got a good thing rolling there. But I'm always supporting the Big East, especially the local Chicago team. So I'm always pulling for them as well when they're now playing Villanova.
Yeah, and you used to enjoy crushing them. And it's totally okay, man. That was your job, and you did your job very well. Arch, good luck to you, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you for having me.
That's Ryan Archie Diacono. That turned out great. There was a lot of like back and forth to get him because, you know, the event was yesterday and you kind of want to promote things before they happen instead of after they happen. And it was great. It turned out even better than what I had hoped it would be. I hope that he has a role on this team because I always like to hear stories, like good stories of guys that work hard. And I'm not kidding you. Villanova used to terrorize DePaul. I mean, they kind of terrorized everyone because they were really good and, you know, winning. But we just, there'd be games where I'd look at Zach and Zach would look at me and I'd be like, what's happening right now? Anyway, good dude. I'm happy for him. And thanks to Modelo for making him a guest on the show today. We need to take a timeout. I want to get back into what I thought I was going to spend a big portion of the show talking about, but the show has gotten away from me, and we only have 2 hours. So I'll talk about one of the things I want to discuss next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's going to be good that we all get a break from the Bears. It's weird, though, because ordinarily the weeks that the Bears are going into the bye are the most difficult weeks to program a show. They've made it very easy for us, and there was also a ton of breaking news that also went on. But I think everyone could use a break from each other. I hope that the Bears players get it. I mean, they can't really go anywhere, but I hope that they're able to take their mind off of things and they don't overthink things. I am looking forward to next week because you know what the story is next week. Next week is, who's quarterback in the Bears? Is it going to be Nick Foles? Is it going to be Tyler Bray? Oh. Or is it going to be the return of Mitchell Trubisky? And it's going to be very interesting to see the type of reception from Bears fans that Mitch gets. If Mitch gives you just a competent football game, is he going to be held up as a hero? And God forbid, well, no, it'd be a good thing if the Bears beat the Packers. But if the Bears beat the Packers on Sunday Night Football and that game hasn't been moved, people are going to be in their feelings like there's still a chance. Look who's left on the schedule. They can beat Detroit, and they can beat Jacksonville. That's 9 wins. And maybe it might be. So you get to kind of recharge your battery and enjoy Thanksgiving and good football games that are set for Thanksgiving before we get to the Bears. It's going to be – we're going to have a good time. I promise you. Next week, we are going to have fun talking about the Bears versus the Packers. I know it sounds weird, but it's the truth. I'll talk with Spiegel and Parkins next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.